Staying with politics now, might a sudden recession in the U.S. come to dominate the 2016 campaign? A not terribly reassuring Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spent the last 2 days on Capitol Hill telling Congress that the economy is under control. At one point while she was speaking, though, the Dow Jones Industrial Average traversed more than 1,000 points, spiking up and then down. Has the global economy run out of the small amount of steam that has been sustaining it for months? Will all of this fanciful campaign rhetoric about border walls and fear of Syrian refugees vanish? And all we'll be talking about is jobs and vanishing wealth. Joining me is Heidi Moore, business editor at Mashable. Heidi, is a recession looming?
A lot of people think that there is. A few commentators, there's one very well-known one named Marty Fridson. He predicts that the chance of a recession this year is about 45%. And just to clarify, a recession just means a couple of quarters of negative growth in the economy. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to last for years or anything like that. It just means it's kind of a slowdown.
What's the ripple effect that could cause significant layoffs? There's certainly talk of a liquidity crisis, and there's talk of in the tech sector, certainly of a lot of problems, of promises being much, much bigger than the realities turn out to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the basic rule of the markets, as the basic rule of life, is what goes up must come down. And things really went up for the past few years. You saw that in the rise of huge tech companies like Uber and Slack. You saw it in corporate profits, which were rising. You saw it in the stock market, which hit unknown highs that no one ever could have predicted. And now it's all coming back down to earth, which feels a little scary. But you could also argue, as many people will, that this is just becoming a little bit more rational, that people were overly excited before about the potential for growth. And now things are kind of coming back to earth. So will it lead to job cuts? Well, we've already seen layoffs over the past 6 to 7 months in large companies, and they haven't gotten much attention. And so now that attention is focused on the stock market, on things kind of going a little bit downwards, all of these things seem to take on a greater emphasis. But it has been going on for a while. That's no comfort, I know.
Year to date, though, the markets are down, 10% on some level. The S&P is looking really, really bad. And if we talk about the layoffs that have already happened in the energy sector, is it rational to have oil prices this low? It may be a boon for the economy in terms of inflation, but it also suggests persistent low demand. And that is a harbinger of bad things to come.
Yeah. So here's the good news about oil prices at this particular point in time, which is that we can't read too much into them, which is a relief. Usually low oil prices are something to worry about. But right now, we are just in the middle of a very complicated standoff between oil producing nations. Basically, we have produced way too much oil and there aren't enough people to use it all. And it's much more about those nations trying to get one over on each other. It's kind of a game of chicken, who can produce the most oil without cutting back. So it's not really about kind of intrinsic demand, because they were overproducing anyway and they just continue to produce. They just won't stop.
Then there's the question of where this fits into politics. I mean, what we don't have in the, as was the case in the financial crisis in 2008, people's savings were vanishing. Yeah. People's home prices were going down tangibly. You had something that the candidates could address very, very specifically. But in this case, it's so complicated that there may be a sense of stall and a sense of shrinkage in the U.S. economy. But it's going to be hard for the candidates to focus on specific policies that are going to turn things around. Is there a domestic fix that will work its way into the political campaign? I mean, you can't really talk about Norway and get votes.
That's absolutely true. And, to a large extent, I think that this is a test of memory. Over the past 4, 5, 6 years, most of the Obama presidency, he was really struggling to say that the economy is improving, as it was for most of his presidency. It just wasn't improving enough. And so things really looked good last year, and it would have given the Democrats an incredibly strong platform on which to say, see, our policies work. President Obama brought us back from the brink of recession, which started under President Bush, of course. The financial crisis started in 2007, 2008. And they could have said all that. But now It's a little harder to say that. I'm not quite sure it helps Republicans either, because no one really knows what to make of this. What we've been doing for the past 3-4 years is essentially bumping along the bottom. You know, so it's not like things are getting worse or things are getting better or things are really changing. We were always kind of in a tough position economically, where we were looking at very low growth. You know, one of the few highlights was that more people were getting employment, which does seem like a trend we can rely on. But a lot of that was also people just dropping out of the workforce and not being counted in the way that we count employment. So it's been a very complicated, nuanced economy over the past 4 years. And unfortunately, or fortunately perhaps for the purposes of public discourse, it doesn't lend itself to very easy cut and dried, you know, here we fixed America, here we broke America.
But are we seeing it reflected in the anger that's come about in the electorate that is voting for the Ted Cruz's and the Donald Trump's of the world? Are we seeing that bumping along the bottom feeling expressed in voter anger at the polls in these candidates?
Yeah, it's always hard to sort of unravel the threads of what's going on, especially behind the remarkable and to some people distressing, to a lot of people distressing rise of somebody like Donald Trump, who is clearly capitalizing on a lot more than economic trouble, but also race politics, class politics, and so on. You know, definitely what we have known historically is that economic changes do make a difference in how people vote. And one of the important electorates that Trump and Cruz are reaching out to are certainly the white middle class and the white lower class electorate. And they have had a very, very tough 4 or 5 years, especially if you look at the switch of the traditional economy from manufacturing to far more of the service economy and the technological economy we have now. A lot of people have not been keeping up, and that has coincided with a generational change where people are aging out of work altogether. If one were to set out to be a political demagogue, that would definitely be something that they could take advantage of.
Heidi Moore, business editor at Mashable, and we learn a political analyst as well if you dig deep enough. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.